It is time for Press Pass on WBFO. With us once again, Jim Fink of Business First. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back from the long weekend.
Yes, nice to be back with you as well. Now, Jim, interesting on the development scene. Of course, this is a scene that you cover so thoroughly with Business First. We saw recently Canterbury Woods, the new project that is slated to go into the old Millard Fillmore Gates Circle Hospital location, go through, I guess a struggle would be a way of describing it. Most certainly a lot of extra steps in the development of the Canterbury Woods project. I'm interested if you could maybe project forward, because coming up soon, we're going to hear about a public hearing about the location of Children's Hospital over on Bryant Street. Do you see any connections here, any ramifications from one to the other?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, let me say this. When you talk about the Elmwood Village, the Delaware District, the residents there are very proud, they're very passionate, they're very possessive. That's good. That is not to be taken lightly. That should be commended. And I think the residents are very concerned about anything that happens in that along there, whether it's at the Gates Circle property, whether it's Children's Hospital, whether it's an empty storefront on Elmwood Avenue. That's good. That should be commended. But having said that, I think we got a little glimpse into the future with what Canterbury Woods had to go through to get approval, or Episcopal Church Homes, more accurately. They had, by my count, I think 10 public meetings or hearings. In the end, they worked out a compromise over a architectural point. And architecture is like art. One man's Van Gogh is another man's dogs playing poker. That's just the way it is.
Right.
Clearly, no matter what is designed, you're never going to get 100% consensus. I know many people hope architecturally that everything would harken back to the Frank Lloyd Wright, E.B. Green, Sullivan era. But let's be realistic. This is 2016. Buffalo's going through a renaissance. Designs are a little bit more progressive. It'd be nice to pay homage to the past, but let's also look forward. So this is sort of a long-winded answer.
Well, certainly. And let me just ask you then, you know the development community.
Yes.
Are these developers watching what's happening over at Canterbury Woods, and are they perhaps maybe going to get cold feet in aggressively pursuing that children's hospital site?
I don't know if they're going to get cold feet, but they're certainly watching what's going on at Gates Circle. What happens at Gates Circle, we saw it with Canterbury Woods. We'll see it coming down the road when other projects on the property come up for review. It will, in a lot of regards, a lot of sense, set the tone for what happens over on Bryant Street with the Children's Hospital. You know, it's a series of buildings, 617,000 square feet. Some of the buildings are older, have an architectural view to them or significance to them. Some are cookie cutter, and probably no one will cry if they get demolished or taken away. But again, you're talking about doing something, and there's 5 development proposals, and they run the gamut. There's some people talking about hospitality, some talking about residential market rate housing, some talking about some retail, some talking about education. There's a couple other things in the mix. There's 5 RFPs that responded. Even senior housing was part of it. And you're talking about doing something, again, in the Delaware District, off the Elmwood Village, right off of Oakland Place. There's a lot of very interested people, and it's going to, what happened at Gates Circle definitely sets the tone for what's going to happen at the Children's Hospital site. Doesn't mean it's good, doesn't mean it's bad, it just means that the development community is going in with their eyes wide open, knowing that it's not going to be a slam dunk. But then again, I don't think you're going to see anyone making assumptions saying, oh, it's going to be automatic. I think they're going in knowing that there's going to be a few speed bumps along the way, and plans will probably have to be tweaked and then tweaked again. But that a certain part of that is built in and expected. But having to go through 10 meetings and arguing over whether it's terracotta or metal panels, that is taking it maybe a little bit higher, more extreme than what anyone anticipated.
Looking at a national issue, something that we've seen on the sports pages in the last couple of days, We see NFL teams on the move. The threat of Los Angeles and the NFL is coming to fruition for the fans in St. Louis, for sure, and maybe Oakland and San Diego. That, of course, still needs to be hashed out. Bills fans here were living under that same threat. Any thoughts for you on that developing story?
Very simply, thank God for Terry and Kim Begula. Once again, I mean, they stepped in, they bought the Sabres. They guarantee the Sabres are going to be here basically in perpetuity. I think their acquisition of the Bills gave a long-term sense of security that the Buffalo Bills are not going anywhere. In fact, Terry Pegula has said that repeatedly. The Bills, if they were to ever leave, would have been the closing of Bethlehem Steel magnified by 10,000%.
Interesting that we're talking about the Buffalo Bills. At one time, they were an East Side resident. Obviously, that's been long gone for decades. We do start hearing a couple of projects on the East Side.
I think we're finally starting to see what I call that development, economic development osmosis, work its way down Broadway, down William, a little bit into the East Side. There's a project on Archie Street, which is a little stub of a street, maybe 4 or 5 blocks east of Michigan, that it's an old library, the Kraft & Sons Library. A private developer, David Pollack, has bought it, is going to spend a couple $1 million renovating it, putting some market-rate housing, maybe some office. But think about it. Archie Street, someone spending that amount of money for market-rate housing because they believe in Buffalo. A couple blocks away, you got Steve Carmina, a noted architect, who's tackling a series of buildings on Michigan, just a little bit in from the downtown core. Again, they're talking market-rate housing, maybe an old-style jazz or blues club. So, I mean, you have the private sector. They're not just talking about it. They're putting their dollars into it. And this is all part of Buffalo's economic renaissance and resurgence. It's not just happening along the Main Street spine of downtown or Delaware Avenue spine. We're starting to see it seep its way slowly into the East Side.
Jim Fink, thank you very much for bringing development news to us. And, of course, thanks as always for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.